Blog Talk Radio.
And
good afternoon, everybody. It's 12 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, and welcome to the Metaphysical Edge. This is Bea, your host, and today we have something really special for you. We've got psychic Tina Marie with us as our guest. Tina Marie has been a pleasure to work with, and I am fortunate to be able to say that we have worked together on a number of occasions. She is a paranormal investigator, a very gifted psychic and medium. She is able to transmute the physical in through the veil and move on into the higher dimensions with a gift that is definitely God-given. Let's get right into our guest today and bring in psychic Tina Marie. Welcome to the Metaphysical Edge, Tina.
Thank you, Bea. Thank you so much. And it's so wonderful to come on your show, The Metaphysical Edge. And by golly, Bum, I've missed you. It's been a while.
You know what? I've missed you too. No kidding. It's just been wonderful. It's been wonderful to stay in touch with you. I know you did some moving around, and you were up in St. Louis area for a while.
Absolutely, absolutely. No moss on the stone. Here we go. We're back in Fort Walton, and I'm going to tell you, I love this area. It's home now. It truly is.
Oh, yeah, Fort Walton area as well. I just love the panhandle, but, you know. And you know where I live, in the wilds of Wewahitchka.
Yeah. I've drove by there a couple of times. I sure have. It's a beautiful area. So, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's an interesting place, the swamps, one could say. We've got quite a few guests in our chat room, and I would like to welcome everyone to the Metaphysical Edge and our guest today, psychic Tina Marie, paranormal investigator. So tell us, Tina, let's establish how you found out, how did you discover that you had this knack, this talent, this ability to see beyond the veil?
Well, my goodness sakes, you know, like a lot of us, it started early age. I was able to, I had four older brothers, and I just, I was very fortunate to be able to dodge all of them, you know, during rough play and stuff like that. It started very, very young, extremely young. But to be honest with you, it just seemed normal. Except until I got to the age of where I was real conscious about the way people were looking at me, you know. It was like I was different. And I mean, you know, that was then, this is now. But it was, I knew from a very, very early age. My mother started telling me, Tina, please just start writing things down and go put it in my bedroom drawer, you know, one of her dresser drawers. And that's how it manifested. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
It kind of went warm on me after I had my first child, you know, because rearing children and things like that, that kind of went to the back burner, whatever you want to call that. But the older my first child got, it come back full. You know, that's when it really was, you know, I seeked out therapy and things like this to see what the world this is was truly, truly going on with me. And from that point on, bam, you know. And then when I got tested at the University of Gainesville and North Carolina, and just I'm going to tell you, my highest score was, my lowest score was in telepathy, and I feel it was my strongest, but it was the last test I did. So by that time, I was tired. And but just being able to, when I first started doing this, to get the menu of it all, I think I did, over 100 calls just in the Pennsylvania area free, just to make sure that I could get developed. And then from that on, you know, I still do a lot free, but as far as an investigator, I think it just, a paranormal investigator, it just goes hand in hand with it.
Right. But, you know, but this is something that you developed, though. I mean, you had the gift initially, but you developed it.
And I have to say thank you to you. You know, you're my biggest mentor. You give me my break on radio. But just watching you, listening to you, and, you know, you had your older other psychics out there that have been around for years, watching how they did it and trying to get that menu set up for organization to be able to, you know, just to make sure that I was doing it right. That was my biggest fear.
Yeah. I know that's a toughie for all of us, because it's kind of like, do I trust the process? Do I trust the feelings that I get? And that, to me, is once we let go and trust, I mean, all kinds of things come through.
Absolutely.
It's leaving ourselves open, but yet protected, of course.
Absolutely.
Talking to one of our other show hosts about that, about how I'm turning it off, like when you go to Walmart.
Oh, yeah, that's a good luck one. I do a lot of my Christmas shopping now from the internet.
Yeah, I hear that. I notice it too, even when I go grocery shopping. And what Gregory said, one of our other show hosts, he said, is just pull your aura in. Visualize your aura coming closer to your body. And I thought that was the coolest thing. I didn't realize that's what I was doing. Yeah, that's what we're doing when we turn it off.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cool. What's been happening with you? I mean, what do you got new coming up?
Oh, my goodness. We are working on a lot of notes and references to get a couple of books out there, and autobiography. And the other thing is just, as a matter of fact, I got three in the works. You know, being from 60 that area, one of the name of the books I'm going to do is called 349. It's a highway down there that I did a whole herd of investigations just on that strip within a 23-mile radius over the years. Yeah. I mean, you know, 14, 15 different paranormal investigations. And that'll be one of the books, you know, just, and then I have, you know, the autobiography coming out. And that's been a challenge for me, because, you know, when you're going to be truthful and you really want to put it out there who you are and how you think it may have manifested, et cetera, every day that I do this, my ideology gets a little bit differently. So when that comes out, I really just want it to be a great reflection of the truth in myself, you know.
Right.
And the other thing that is so great is, you know, we've got Gulf Coast Paranormal up here in Fort Walton, and I'm going to tell you, we've got five great investigators working with us now. Bob, my husband, he's co-founder of it, and it's just amazing to be able to work around all the military up here, Eglin Air Force Base and et cetera. It's just been awesome.
There's a lot of activity. Yeah, there's a lot of activity up there for sure.
Absolutely. That's because of the ocean.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Beautiful white crystal sand we got. We're only about 3 miles.
Yeah. You know, you're right about that the sand being a generator, because it is crystal. It's ground crystal is what it is, and it's fluffy, the sand, but that's also an energy generator. So that's a real good point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just back here in this last October, we had did an investigation at the Okaloosa, I'll say it right one of these days, arena, golf aquarium, I'll say. Boy, that's a whole lot to say, B, but, and that had to be the toughest and a trying investigation I've ever did in my whole life. And I mean, you know that you've experienced a lot and I've experienced a lot. But it being right there on the ocean and a large amount, massive amount of water, because it was an aquarium, And mm-hmm. going in at night and just the whole impact of seeing these huge, humongous, beautiful, the souls of these animals, you know, the dolphins, the whales, the all of it. Within just a few minutes of going in, I really had to grab the wall and kind of regather myself because it was just like, I mean, I didn't even get out of the, and I was
wow.
really grounded. I thought I was.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even get through the entrance. I no more got in the entrance and I was getting vertigo and picking up all that energy. It was the largest, massive. It left me sick for a good little while. And, you know, I was going to call you a while back and talk to you about this because, you know, you're one of the biggest defenders of the animals in the ocean that I know.
Oh, absolutely. Dolphins are one of my totems.
Oh, my gosh. And if I ever do something like that, I want you to be there because
I'd love to go. Yeah, it'd be great. How cool is that?
I'll tell you, it was life-changing for me in reference to spirituality. The impact these animals had on me, B, is something you just can't lie about. It was such an impact that I'll never be the same. Never, never.
Right. I believe you. I mean, the cetaceans are the record keepers, and they hold ancient wisdom. So you were getting pounded in that aquarium. Oh. That is fabulous. I want to go. That'd be so cool.
Well, I'm going to tell you next time you're going.
Okay.
I'll stand behind you, B. I don't mind saying it at all. Absolutely not. I'm going to tell you, like I said, I have never experienced anything like it, and I probably never will experience anything like it ever again.
That is so cool.
That's how
it really
monumental
is.
It was. It was just mind-boggling. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And
I think that is marvelous. And, well, I'm trying to think now. There were some, I know we did a couple of investigations down your neck of the woods here in Florida when you were down in Dixie County. excuse me. And one we did live over the air. I can't remember the name of the house. It was in.
That was trippy. That was a trip. Tricked me that night. But
I'm
we did the Greystone Manor, a 2-hour live special out of there.
That's it. Greystone Manor.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was now that was mind boggling. You know, the energy that we produced going in. And
mm-hmm.
and it greeted you. It greeted all of us just quicker than we could even catch it. I mean, you remember that. I mean, you got some fantastic EVPs that night, let alone the pictures that you received that night. That was one of those.
Yeah, we did get some hits, yeah.
Disembodied arms.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Voices and faces. And you had killer equipment that night, fantastic equipment. And, I mean, you were just so calm and natural. You just click, click, click. I mean, it was very.
Oh, man, I don't know. I was learning from you that night, to be honest. I mean, because, you know, you just have a way of pulling in this energy and manipulating it. I mean, that's how I saw it. I mean, you were able to protect yourself. You didn't need any assistance protecting yourself.
But, you know, that night you did something sneaky to me. That night you went in, you did your blessings, and we said prayer. And I says, no, I don't want you to do, you know, anoint me that night. I want to get in there and see. In my mind at that time, I was thinking, no, I want them to come near me. And you said, no, this is to protect you. They'll still come. And I went to walk off, and you just kind of flicked my hair and did it anyway. You remember that? I tell everybody the story.
A little bit of the oil, yeah.
I did it anyway. And you know what? I was safe that night. And just exactly as you said it would be, they still came. They were there.
They were coming. Yeah, but they were getting angry at us. I remember that, mostly with Thomas and one of the other fellows. They were getting a little angry with us. But, you bless the place and you leave it as you find it. And I also remember going to the jail. Now, that was a pretty cool place, that Gilchrist County, the old jail. And people were getting sick there, remember?
Absolutely. But, you know, working with you and seasoned professional people like yourself. I've been doing this, you know, over 20 years.
Yeah.
A long time. But working with the best has really helped me be seasoned. You know, we all have to learn, and Lord knows I've done so many, but learning with professionals like you has really kept me safe. And throughout all the years of ever doing this, you know, until I really got a sense of having what you call compassion and realizing these are deceased people and energies. And you taught me so much that night. Your calmness and your respect for the deceased just what made such an impact on me.
Oh, honey.
Absolutely.
I can say the same about you. I mean, because you're very professional. I mean, you know, with everything that you've done. And your readings, Tina, your readings are always spot on. And I know that we've got quite a few folks that are holding on to talk with you and, you know, to see what comes through. But before we get to our phones, I'd like you to mention your website. And I know that you did a TV show in Richmond. I'd like to get into that.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah,
for
a good. First, my website is www.mistina.com. That's MISSTENA.com. And we also have Gulf Coast Paranormal, www.gulfcoastparanormal. If you know somebody in this neck of woods, feel they have a paranormal situation or questions, they can get a hold of us. And it's nationwide, and we've done our very best. Also have a Dixie Boo resource. In other words, we're trying to bring on the best that we can possibly get a hold of. So if we can't help, they can as a referral.
That's marvelous. Well, this panhandle area is definitely has a lot of old energy. And I'd love to invite you and your crew to come over to my home sometime and do an investigation on that property. I've got an old Indian gentleman that lives there.
I would love to. You know, I'm going to tell you, that is so interesting. That I would love to. Thank you so much, V. When I first came up to Fort Walton, I thought I had me a new guide, and I couldn't understand it. I'd get flashes of it, and it was Aztec from this mound out here.
Yeah,
right here.
Mounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I seen them about a half a dozen times, you know, and, you know, their mouths don't move. I mean, this one, he was just very stood up and upright, and I'm thinking, I have never done anything with Malayans or Aztecs or anything in my life, never.
Right.
So I was extremely surprised. You know, it's like, okay, what's going on here? And what it was, he was letting me know in advance exactly where I was going.
Wow.
Absolutely. And I seen him when we were up in Missouri. I seen him a couple more times. But B, I mean, I could, you know, before I could get the energy of moving and motion and I was going and et cetera, it got me back up here and I haven't seen him. I'm sure eventually he might
he'll
pop
find
in.
You.
Yeah.
He'll find you.
And beautiful, beautiful. And the instillment.
I think that's lovely.
Never forget it. No. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to that, B. We will do that. We'll have a big old barbecue.
Oh, absolutely.
There we go.
Absolutely. Nice big bonfire. That'd be cool. Imagine taking the pictures around that. Holy cow.
Uh-oh.
I do it every year on the 22nd of December. I go out in the yard and, for the solstice to bless the area and so forth. And usually always get a lot of good photos. During the change of seasons, the solstice, and so forth. It's really cool.
Absolutely.
But lots of places, lots of places over this end. We'll have to drag you over to Gulf County.
Well, it's not like we're that far away from each other now.
I really feel
it's going to be cool. And I once again want to say thank you, Reverend B, for allowing me to come back on Greater Good Ministry Radio. I'm going to be doing an hour show on Monday nights. Is that correct, B? And we're
yes, ma'am.
Hot dog. And I mean, I worked with you for about a year on Greater Good Ministry Radio, and I'm going to tell you the peace that I received from working with some y'all, and I swear I'm not sucking up. I'm telling the truth here. The positivity, the exchange of positivity with you and the people that you work with and what you have, it isn't that what you're trying to do that you have achieved is something I'm so proud to be a part of.
I'm so excited that you come home with us. Because Greater Good Ministries radio was down for a little while. There were some personal issues that had to be straightened around with illness in the family. And we're moving forward. Spirit is still given that nudge to get that radio station moving and educating and informing and helping, being of service to others. And, Tina, that's what your life has been. You've always been of service. So you fit right in with what we're trying to do. And speaking of service, I think we need to get you a couple of telephone calls.
Do it whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's take our first caller. What do you think?
Let's do it.
We've got Lori. Yeah, we've got Lori on the line. Hi, Lori. You're on with Bea and Tina.
Hi, Bea and Tina.
Hey, Lori. Hey. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty kind of tired.
Is this my Lori?
Yeah, hi.
I'll tell you. Lori, I am so proud that you called into Reverend B's programming last week. I was, and didn't she give you some of the best advice and energy that you could have ever received?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
I really depend on your guys' advice.
Great. How can we help you today, Lord?
Well, I'm kind of like having a little bit of problems with that apartment I rented, you know? I'm wondering if I should get the rekeying. They said it's going to be like $80, but it could be more. They won't like give me an exact amount, and otherwise you have to, you know, keep the key that the previous tenant had. And I'm just feeling sick about the whole management company. I just, like, they didn't have, like, I thought it was going to be all clean when I got there, and, you know, I took pictures of the, you know, stuff that needed cleaning, and then they go, well, they couldn't clean the stove, and I go, well, I'll clean it myself, and then I'll send you a picture of it, you know, because it can be clean. They're trying to say it could be
clean. You're in there now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're there. You might as well accept it. You know, I mean, I have, and I say this with love. You know that. Anything worth having, it's going to take a little bit of elbow grease to do it. If you feel that you are having issues with safety, get you some deadbolts. Start putting back a little bit of money. Redo the keys. You know, there's so many ways that you can protect yourself. And I know you. I know you. I've been talking to you for several years. You've got the ability to be okay. You know that. You know that, right, Lori?
Yeah.
I mean, my golly bum, every time I mean, it doesn't matter where we are in life, honey. Change is hard, but it doesn't have to be that bad. You're going to be okay you are going to be okay, gal. You are going to be there for a while. Suck it up, let it go, take your photos, keep your records and stuff like that, and start looking at this as a positive. You have a roof over your head. You sound good, though. I've got B. Doesn't she sound good? Her energy
is a lot
stronger than. And then I had heard you in a while. Take it. You know, sometimes eating crow or eating whatever, drinking vinegar, whatever. It's kind of hard to swallow. You're there. Make the best of it. You're gonna be all right, Lori. And please bring up your energy. Please bring up energy, okay? This is going to be a good year for you, darling. Yeah. Got to get a mindset of this. What do you feel, Reverend?
There are techniques you can use, Lori, to pull up your energy. And the first technique is just simply being aware of it, aware of the energy that's around you. I mean, holding your hands 12 inches apart and pulsing your hands together until you start to feel that energy. That energy is the energy that is that we are made of, that we live within and around, surrounds us. So tap into that energy and allow that energy to protect you. When you can feel it, when you pulse your hands together very gently and you can feel that energy, that energy can be manipulated into covering your entire body and protecting you in a very beautiful and safe way.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And ground your feet and throw the negativity away. I got, you know, a while back, and I have to be honest with you. You remember me? I was just speaking about an Aztec. I seen him doing a motion with his hand. A motion. So the moment I mimicked it, I felt this energy be. And I do it all the time now. That's whether I'm pulling energy in or pushing the negative away.
Right. Right.
It worked.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Absolutely, it worked. Well, Lori, hey, girl, thank you for calling into the show. We love you. I love you. And I know that this is going to be a good year for you, darling. I feel it in every bone in my body. And I want you to believe it in your heart.
You think I should pay all that money to get the thing rekeyed? The lock change.
I think, you know, as soon as you can manage it, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for telling me about the year. It's supposed to be good.
Well, you got to pick yourself up and do it too, gal. You got to do it too. Keep a clear mind. Get something in your mind that you truly, truly want to achieve and work at it. Visualize it. Be positive about it, and it'll manifest for you, darling.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, Reverend B. She is an awesome, awesome person. Did we lose Reverend B? Reverend B, did we lose you? All right, Lori, are you still online?
Yes.
All right. I think we've lost Reverend B, but that's okay. It's called Blog Talk Radio. She'll be popping back in. You know, thank you to everybody that's popped into the show today. Look at that chat room. Are you in the chat room also, Lori?
No, it doesn't work half the time. So.
Okay. Well, it is full in there. Thank you, and blessings to everybody that's in there. There's Lady Rosa. Hello, I am Witch. I am the Witch. I am DeWitch. I had to read that a couple of times. We got WGGM 6476 in there. Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Okay. There you are.
We're back. Yeah, we're back. It looked like somebody logged in and it kicked me off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got another WGGM on the board.
Oh, it'll be all right. You know what? And I'm going to tell you, you've been doing this a long time too, B, and if there wasn't just a few glitches, we wouldn't know how to react, I don't think.
You know, you're right. Absolutely right, and that's just the way it goes. But you know what? We've been on Blog Talk a lot of years, and we've always had really good service with them, and they've made some great improvements. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy with Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We still have Lori on the phone because I lost control of the board there for a couple of minutes. But Lori, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put you back on hold here, okay?
Okay.
Cool beans.
I'm in.
All right. Okay. We've got another caller on the line. And but how about we just take a very short break, and we'll come right back with more with Tina Marie. And more on the metaphysical edge. So please stay tuned.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Packers.
Vikings.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But when we live united, we make a real difference in the building blocks of life. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly so do our communities. Real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Metaphysical Edge with B. Delosier on GGM Radio. And now, back to the show.
Alrighty, we're back with our guest, Tina Marie. Thank you very much for being patient.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Tina, tell us a little bit about your radio show before we get to the next caller, okay? I mean, your television show that you did in Richmond. And you did one in Pennsylvania, too, did you? I know that there were a few that you were doing. And here in Florida as well?
Okay, yeah, we did, Bob and I, we did a special off of the Channel 7 News out of Panama. Not Pennsylvania, but it was Panama. We were allowed to, they did an investigation with us over here in Crestview, Florida. A very, very active investigation. And we took Amber and a couple other reporters with us. It was very, very eye-opening, very eye-opening, very active location. It was one of the highest EVPs.
Wow.
And the EMF meter was just, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Our equipment, the batteries drain. I mean, we finally did get everything to a point where it could sustain, sustain what was going on in that location.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the EMF, my skin, I mean, I stayed with, you know, like the chicken skin. I guess that's the how you say it.
I mean, you know,
you and as intuitives and sensitives, we're like walking EMF meters. And this was, I'm going to tell you, absolutely. And the one and only time that we got so many EVPs, it was just mind-boggling. Well, up in this area, it's just, I don't know, you know, because of where we are, the land, the longitude, and et cetera, it was just, but that was a great special we did do. And
I think
a lot of radio programs.
With the military,
Absolutely. We did a show I did one television program and about 11 radio shows with Ghost Raps Radio out of Richmond, Virginia. That's big. That's Big Ray and KB. They're paranormal investigators also. Former law enforcement. They've got a great, great thing going on up there. They do a lot of donations. They do a lot of charity work up there. Awesome individuals. I'm going to get you hooked up over that way too, but I know you don't need me to hook you up anywhere, but I'm going to tell you, I think you would really and truly enjoy these guys because they just, you know, they're individuals. They walk the walk and talk, not just talk the talk, they walk the walk. And that means a lot to me. You know that. And
I think that's fabulous. But this area definitely, I mean, is filled with history, you know, psychic history as well.
Oh, man.
I think that's great I think that's really great that you've been, you know, here on TV here in Florida and other places, and I think that's wonderful. I'd love to see you with your own paranormal show. I think we need to send that energy out.
All right. Thank you.
That would be
I have
cool.
the face
awesome.
For radio, though. I have the face for radio, B, not television.
Not true. Not true. Tina Marie is gorgeous, folks. Just take a look at the website. You will see her photos. MissTina.com. Don't let her fool you.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. And the other thing is, on Blog Talk Radio, 3 days a week, I was doing 5 days a week. And but I kind of slowed it down to three, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're doing a 30-minute little radio show, and that is at 11 a.m. Central. And I'm going to tell you, I strictly just do the one-question mini-readings on that program, dream interpretation, right. Spirituality, and, you know, right. Paranormal questions if they call in.
Wonderful.
It goes
That's
fast.
Wonderful. I like that. Yeah, it really does go fast. But I'm glad you backed it down a little bit so we can take some of that energy for Monday night.
Oh, my gosh, 7 p.m. Central, everybody. I will be back on Greater Good Ministry Radio. I'm so
excited. I'm really
every
excited.
Weekend.
Oh, I'll be there. I will be there for you. Well, we've got another caller on hold that would love to speak to you. So how about we pull in area code 773. Hi, you're live and on the air.
Hello, ladies. Hello, Miss Tina. How are you?
I am doing so wonderful. Thank you for asking.
I would like to see what you feel about relationships for me.
All right. Can I have your date of birth first, if you're comfortable with that?
It's April 11th.
All right. Do you have the date of birth for the individual that you are inquiring about, or are you just looking for what's going to be occurring this year?
I'm just looking for what's going to be occurring.
All right. You ready? Deep breath.
Yeah.
I already got you. So here we go. It's going to start out very slow. But do you know why? It's a good thing. It feels to me that you do have a few things going on around you that you need to complete, but it's going to slowly but surely manifest. And we're talking well, when I say, you know, a lot of people say, is it going to happen tomorrow? No. Is it going to happen the next day? No. I am really, truly feeling it around Easter because I keep seeing beautiful pastel colors. And when I see that, that's April and May. Mm-hmm. April and May, that time. And the other thing is, please do not go against your convictions, because the next one that come in will stick around a while. Boop, boop.
Okay.
Will you pick up, B?
I'm seeing a rather large presence around our guest here, our caller. And I'm seeing a larger-than-life man. Tall, broad-shouldered, and I see him being like a gentle giant, a very kindly man. I get that he's around you now. Does this make any sense to you, dear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
I thought she was talking about my husband. No. No, go ahead, B. That's awesome.
That's what I'm seeing, someone that's around you, and I'm seeing this being a very kind fellow, someone that is going to be a shoulder to lean on and someone you can definitely trust. Just take it slow. I'm with Tina. Taking it slow. Look forward to better days, better times. Pull that better energy in for you, dear. You have the power to do that. You have the power to change all sorts of things, and this kindly gentleman is going to be a real help for you. That's what I get.
Feels
wonderful.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're
Yay.
Welcome.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you for calling us here. Absolutely. Bye, dear.
Cool.
I'm loving life. Absolutely.
Oh,
loving life.
Man. And it feels so good when you pick up such great energy like that. It's awesome. It's so cool.
Well, you know, I think that's a real big thing with folks. Sometimes I think that we don't realize how powerful our energy is.
Uh-oh.
And,
oh, I know.
Gosh, I hear a phone and I have no idea where it is. So, boy, it's all good. But I really think that the energy that I think that we don't recognize that we have this kind of energy around us.
We yes, and that's the truth. I think that people need to give themselves more credit. And you know, the other thing is we can manifest it. We can think it. We can produce it. And it's within every one of us to be able to, you know, change a situation or pull something positive towards us. Absolutely. Visualization is wonderful.
Yeah, I so agree with you. because we are energy. So once we learn to recognize it, and that's what manifests when we use our cameras, when we take photographs, and when we go out and feel these haunted, excuse the word, but these places that are inhabited by lost souls or happy souls. I mean, it could be either. Orbs are very interesting, Tina. When you, I've seen quite a few photographs of you with orbs all around you, on you. Do you feel these energy beings when they come close by?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Bob is somewhat what we would call a newcomer to doing this, about 2 years now. And I'm going to tell you, Bob was godsend to me. I mean, yeah. I couldn't ask a better partner or an individual to work with. You know, safety is a big key with me. Nobody wants to get hurt, okay. And we always try to do things the right way. As far as the energy, absolutely. When we did when Bob and I did the investigation for that television program, the news station, that whole time, like I told you, the EMF was so high. I mean, everything's just ringing. We had, I mean, topped out. We had to turn the noises off. Right. I mean, it was just rocking. And the one and only time that I really, truly, I mean, I could hear, you know how we can hear the high pitches and things like this. I mean, that's me. I hear the high pitches. Mm-hmm. And then you get stillness. But the one and only time at that particular location that I did get touched, it was by a small child, legitimately a small child energy. Wow. It hurt me. Yeah. It was like a Zorro. You know how Zorro goes zip, zip?
Yeah.
It startled me. I mean, because I couldn't believe it. Higher the intensity of the EMF in any location, you know, their energy, they collect it, and that's how they're able to reach out to us. And as far as the energy anomalies, absolutely. They feel it depends on what kind of energy that they have absorbed out of the location or from our equipment. They just kind of dance and flutter around. And when we were at Greystone, we did an experiment with a bucket. I don't know if you recall this or not. We did an experiment. You know, this is a good while back and trying to see things. We flipped a plastic bucket upside down put a water bottle on the top of it to see if they're in an empty water bottle and see if they could get over. Well, you know what tripped me out was these light anomalies were going into the bucket and not coming out. I kind of freaked out and flipped the bucket back over, but I never seen anything come back out of it. But, yes, they absolutely.
So they created like a wormhole or a doorway.
I mean, I don't know if it was the plastic bucket, the you know, metal on the bucket or what it was. They entered but never seen them. And we were doing the cam recording. And so we had this, but we never seen them exit.
You and Thomas, producer Thomas, were pushing an energy ball, an orb, back and forth between your hands. Do you recall that?
I remember that one.
That was,
yeah, and I kind of, I was a little jealous at the time because I, you know, we were doing, mine wasn't very big. My poor little energy wasn't that big. And boy, he comes out and he kind of throws a bowling ball, and it was like, dang, you know? He's bowling it. But he was barefooted now.
That's right. He was grounded. Yeah. He always does that. For folks that don't know, we're talking about Thomas Hayden. He was we used to call him Producer Thomas on the older radio shows because he produced a lot of our shows for us. But he is a wonderful kinetic, I guess that's a good way of saying it. I mean, psychokinetic, telekinetic, and he sees and feels things and hears things. He's very good paranormal sensitive. And he and Tina were having a ball, tossing energy balls around.
I had to go downstairs out of the building, across the street, and grab a light pole. I said, oh, my gosh, this guy, I need more energy, and I need to get rid of it also. It was a very, very cool experience, you know, anytime that we can learn, you know. And, I mean, I felt like a little duckling at that time. And, you know, after I did the Okaloosa aquamarina, that just showed me how small of a fish I am in, out in this world. And I mean that.
Well,
I don't know if
are.
I make it or not, but it dang sure put me in my place. I'm just a wee little minnow.
It's humbling when we recognize these energies that are around us, mostly when we begin to tap into them. And that's one of the things that I hope to promote here with GGM Radio, is to let everyone know that you are as safe as you allow yourself to be when working with these energies. So,
yes.
And Tina, we know that. Sometimes you have to walk the line a little to produce the connection, to promote the connection. But when we're safe and we establish our safe aura, our safe space, we're protected. I mean, you hear stories about people taking spirits back with them, and you start saying, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take anybody back. Don't attach yourself to me. Have you ever had an experience with anyone following you?
Oh,
like coming back with you?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's far few and in between, but when it has occurred, it doesn't take long and they leave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We try to do everything just as with respect,
Right.
And stuff like this. Last year when I was up in Fort Walton, I had a lady that, real quickly, do you mind if I tell you a story real quickly?
No.
I had a lady that came to the door one day. And it's just a banging on the door. Well, I opened up the door, and she just flies into the house.
Wow.
Lo and behold, here comes this energy right behind her. I felt it come right past me. And I kept hearing, ding, 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 ding. Looked at her, and I said, piano. And she, bless her heart, she was from China. She hadn't been here very long.
Yeah.
And very bad broken English. But the minute I went ding, 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 piano, she about passed out. She had just purchased a used piano from a local store up here, and it had an attachment.
Wow.
And yes, that was left with me for about 2 days, and I mean, even my husband could hear it, and it was just, just ignore them, bless them, and say, you got to go on. And you know, I was trying to tell her, take the piano back, take the piano back, go get you a different piano. Because, and I believe with everything in me, this energy transferred with the piano and went back to the piano. And, I could sit here, and, oh my goodness, oh yeah. We were doing a radio show one day, B, and we heard just like a cannon, and it wasn't the base or Air Force base. It was right in our bedroom. It was just a boom.
Wow.
And then you could hear in the radio show, you could hear the spirit talking in archive. We went back and you were listening to it. Just a chat.
Yeah.
Me doing a reading over the radio, it transferred through.
Wow.
And
so
when
you got
left,
EVP from the radio show.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
You got EVPs from the radio show.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And to hear it enter and leave, it was just like, oh, my goodness. And Bob, he's my debunker. You know, we all have to have a good debunker.
Yeah.
And he loves to debunk it. I mean, that's his main thing. And I love him for it. I do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's so fantastic with working with the equipment and et cetera.
Yeah.
And bless his heart, we did an apartment house up here in Fort Walton. And it was a transfer from Alabama or Georgia. I'm not quite sure what it was. Somebody had this individual that lived in an apartment house up here had been on vacation and had went to an active inn, a little old boarding house. Well, he had an experience, and he went to the people that owned the place and said, man, you really guys need to do something about this. The energy in here is just very, very active, and you're going to lose customers.
Yeah.
And he had one heck of an experience. Make a long story short, he went back to
Florida.
Well,
how did they handle that?
Well, what they did was they brought in as soon as they closed the restaurant and the bed and breakfast, they brought an individual in that did a cleansing. Well, what had happened was it transferred back to this guy's apartment because he's the one that said to have it cleared.
Yeah.
That was just mind-boggling. The exact same time that they had done the cleansing, it transferred
right.
over to his apartment.
Exact same experience
there that he had received. I think it was Alabama. I'm not quite sure. But, my goodness, B. That was the first time.
Do you have any idea why they would, why they attach? Why do these spirits attach? I mean,
to me or to anybody else?
You know.
I believe it's because...
I mean, I don't want to scare our listeners, but, I mean, you know, think that there are beings out there that'll kind of lob onto you. But, I mean, is there...
Oh, reasons. I mean, in reference, this guy was... He was the whistleblower. This is my thinking. He was the whistleblower, and that was the last energy that they had really had a communication with or that heard. You see what I'm saying? And boom, that's how that transferred happened. Well, as far as me and you, you don't get this quite as much. I don't know. I'm not speaking for you. But if something attaches to me, it could be just merely because I was the brightest little beacon in the little group or whatever it could be.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you overindulge, and I can't preach this more, and it happens when in mourning, whether, and I'm not trying to, you know, group everybody here, but if you have alcohol problems, if you have drug problems, if you have emotional problems, if you anything that brings you down weaker, you know, that's a good potential, a potential way of getting you know, attachments. Sure.
Right. So in other words, when our aura is down, or say our spiritual immune system is down, that puts us more at risk, in other words.
Absolutely.
I think that's a good way of explaining it. I mean, you know, for folks so that they're not afraid and to know to keep up their meditations or their prayer and to keep themselves bathed in white light, to keep them protected from
that's a daily deal. Oh, absolutely. That's a daily deal for me.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's why I always laugh, and I always bring up Walmart. I get the biggest kick out of Walmart. It's like, you know, you get bombarded because you can feel other people's energy. So, you know, I always had to, like I say, I turn my button off when I go into Walmart and just think somewhere else rather than, but, you know, sometimes you get the bleed through even with, you know, energies that are around. I always get that chicken skin that you were talking about, the chill bumps whenever I go through Tyndall Air Force Base.
I bet.
There's a lot of activity going on there. We've done quite a few investigations down. There's some old cemeteries out there that are pretty interesting.
Ooh.
So, we got to get you coming over this side.
I'll tell you.
We're going to do it.
I'm not going anywhere, gal. Anytime you just call my name and we're going to be there.
I'm glad you came back home. That's really good. And I'm real glad to see that you're going to be back on with your own show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And primarily paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie. I hope everyone joins us. And please do give a look at Tina's website, MissTina.com. And there's also GulfCoastParanormal.com. So if anyone is in this, the coastal region, the Gulf Coastal region, Tina, you said that you'll go out of state, correct? So, I mean, you would go into, say, Alabama or Georgia or what's that other one over there? Mississippi. Louisiana. Because that's all the Gulf Coast region, which is just fabulous. That you'd be more than willing to be helpful if anyone has a problem with energies.
We do not charge for paranormal investigations. I try to really affiliate and associate with groups that do not charge. And we run just strictly on donations. If people wanted to help with gas, that's cool. But you know, we do not charge for this. Absolutely do not.
I think that's marvelous. Yeah. Well, because you're in service, so I understand that. And I hope our listeners also understand, you know, that this is a gift. You are in service with the Creator. the Creator made all this, and you're just, you happen to be one of the folks that know, that have been given that gift on how to deal with it. So if there are folks, any of our listeners that do have issues, I'd say with paranormal issues, you definitely want to look up Tina and GulfCoastParanormal.com to get the right direction. Yeah, the right direction, the help that you need. And I think that's marvelous that you offer that service. And not only that, that's some pretty cool experiences being able to help someone from what I've been hearing.
Ooh, and the other thing is around here, B, I have been last year, coming back into this year, all the psychic parties that we've been doing around here, you know, the costume parties at Halloween, and they dress up their animals, and I do the dog readings and cat readings and bird readings.
Oh,
I had such a blast with it. And I'm just so proud. And I mean, I'm not boasting.
Yeah.
Don't take me wrong.
No.
I'm just so absolutely pleased. Because, you know, this kind of work, it's a calling or it's not. And it isn't that I can't turn it off. I just so try to help as many people as I possibly can in the shortest length of time. And, you know, a lifetime is not very long for us.
Really? Truth. That's truth, dear. Absolutely.
I
think that's marvelous.
Yeah. It gives me purpose.
But you really are gifted. You really are gifted, Tina. I mean, I've seen it firsthand, and I can't more recommend you as a spirit medium, as a psychic reader, and absolutely as a paranormal investigator. You're truly a gifted woman, and I think it's nice that you allow yourself to assist others. And, you know, what we call being in service. And I think that is really a good thing. And I want our listeners to definitely focus on that and know that there's help. There's help.
Absolutely. And thank you once again, B, because you are the one that give me the opportunity.
Oh.
The very first time and on the radio, do you remember what you said? You said, just come on and talk to me like we're old friends. And you made me feel so comfortable. You made me feel so comfortable.
I'm so glad, because that's really what we're doing. I mean, and besides the fact we are all friends, we've known each other for lifetimes, Miss Tina Marie.
Absolutely. And I just want everybody to know how grateful I am to you. You're an awesome individual. You know, what you have done
for
so many people, Reverend B, so many people. And it shows in your work, your personality. You are the classiest lady I've ever met.
Wow, now that's something. That's something to say. Thank you very much. I wish my friends were here to hear that.
Just tell them it's on archive.
It's all on archive. That's right. That's pretty cool. That's just great. Well, we're running out of time. Where did this hour go, Miss Tina? I don't know, but it sure went in the breeze.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you for being here with us today. It's been a real pleasure. And I would like to mention everyone again, Tina will be with us starting the 4th of February, 7 p.m. Central Time. Tune right here to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And you can tune right in to Miss Tina's new program. I think that's wonderful. Don't forget, you can catch Tina 3 days a week also. And that is that in the morning, Tina? Is that your daily show?
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. Central, B.
11 a.m. Central. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. Absolute. Sounds like a plan. And thank you all for joining us. Please check us out at ggmradio.com. We've got a brand new schedule, lots of new hosts coming on board. Miss Tina is one of them. And lots of new things happening here at Greater Good Ministries Radio. Warmest blessings to each and every one of our listeners. And thank you for joining us today. And with that, Miss Tina, we're going to get us some exit music, and we're going to be heading on down the road. Enjoy this beautiful Saturday. We are having great weather here, are we not?
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Absolutely wonderful.
Blessings be, and everybody.
Yeah. Warmest blessings, and thanks for joining us. Ta-ta.